This is Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio, and I'm interviewing Barb Muller, candidate for the Johnson County Cemetery District Board. And Barb, what prompted you to run for this position now?
Well, thank you for having me, Marcy. Willow Grove Cemetery is the resting place for four generations of the Muller family. For 124 years, our family has cultivated and cared for our three properties within the fence. It is my turn and my obligation to step up and take a leadership role in the stewardship of our cemetery.
Well, that sounds great. Well, so do you have previous experience or qualifications to do the things that a cemetery district board does? You know, how are you going to benefit our cemetery district?
In my work history, I have over three decades of educational leadership experience as a school principal with the Department of Defense Schools overseas, and as the education chief with the Department of Veteran Affairs at the Sharon VA Medical Center. And those two positions have given me a vast experience in budgeting and finance, negotiations and mediation, and in problem solving. And I possess strong public relations and communication skills. So I think I could bring those things to the board.
Well, so I'm wondering about the time element that it takes to be on a board and be a good board member. Do you have the time to dedicate to a board like this?
I do. I am retired, and I am passionate about the cemetery, and I'm willing to give the time required.
That's awesome. Okay. So, as our world changes, what community values are you committed to maintaining, and how do you translate that into your service?
Oh, Marcy, I think three main things that we need to have on the board is, as far as community values go, are respect. Respect for our families we serve, respect for our fellow board members, our cemetery staff, and our associated agencies like all the various funeral homes. We must have a sense of stewardship and planning for the future while maintaining the beautiful environment that makes Willow Grove a special place. And we also need to make sure our board has integrity to ensure honesty, forthrightness, and transparency in board dealings. We must have clear communication, two-way communication with our community members.
So, would you describe yourself as a conservative, a moderate, or a progressive? And can you provide us some examples?
I am a conservative in nature, but I do understand the necessity for planned growth without compromising the values, the needs, and the wants of our community. And I think one example might be the proposed cremation garden of which they are planning. The current board is moving forward with $250,000 garden for cremains, although it appears to be more of a columbarium, a wall. Many questions remain about this wall and how much it's going to cost for a family to purchase a drawer in the wall. A family could purchase one of those, rumor has it, and so that it could be up to $3,000 for two cremains. But a family could also purchase a traditional plot for $300 that holds four cremains. This just does not make sense for families. But it's not that I'm totally against the wall. I'm not sure the people of Buffalo are aware of this expenditure that is moving forward without their knowledge or consent. Would this large amount of money be better spent on cemetery upgrades for infrastructure improvements?
So, You say rumor has it. So tell me a little bit more about that. That kind of goes back to your idea about transparency. You know,
I understand that the board is not quite sure how much these are going to cost, which really perplexes me, because you would think that they would have a cost analysis that would explain all those things. If you have an output of $250,000, you think that over the course of filling the columbarium that you would know how much you're going to be bringing back in. They're just not able to pinpoint that number yet, and I've just heard numbers thrown around.
And so you said it's a wall. Is there a location for this wall that is planned?
I believe it's on the east side of the cemetery up on the hill by the water pump.
I got it. Okay. That brings us to the $400 fee that's been quite a sticking point for a lot of people. So the Cemetery District Board, for those of you who don't know, have implemented a $400 fee for Saturday burials. When that happened, I think you started a petition that resulted in 1,400 signatures asking the board to reverse that policy, and the current board rejected that request. So I think we know, but why don't you speak to that $400 fee and your opinion of it?
Obviously, I'm against the $400 fee. It costs absolutely nothing to be buried Monday through Friday. And to charge a family $400 to discourage them from having a Saturday burial is incredulous. So many times the best day for a family to have a funeral is on Saturday. They have family and friends coming in, or even if they're from Buffalo, it fits their work schedule better. It just works better. And I think that we need to remember that we are a service and not a business. Sometimes I think that they are looking at how much money can come in rather than what's best for the people of Buffalo.
So if there was no fee before, and then they've implemented this $400 fee, why the fee? I mean, it sounds like the cemetery district must have money that covers burials from Monday to Friday.
They have said in their November 2021 minutes that it is to discourage Saturday burials so their staff can have time off with their families. We know that not all the cemetery staff felt that way. Some of them were very willing to work on a Saturday for comp time on another day.
Well, and you started a petition about that.
We did. A couple of us did. And in 10 days' time, we had over 1,400 signatures, which I think is pretty incredible. But that just shows how passionate people feel about it. We had lots and lots of comments, and not just signatures. And we compiled everything and took it to the board. And I really didn't feel that they listened to us. And they certainly did not listen to their voters who put them in on that board. And that was very disappointing. They had asked us, they said, how many people do you think are against this? And they said, maybe if you did a petition, we could find out. Well, I believe they were very surprised at how many signatures there were. And if given more time, we could have gotten a lot more. But we just set a timeline, and this is when we're going to do it, before their next meeting. And sadly, it fell on deaf ears, not for every board member, but for three of the board members. And so, therefore, the $400 fee stands to this day.
So, Barb, what do you think the priorities of the Cemetery District Board should be?
I feel very strongly that the priority should be ensuring the infrastructure needed in the cemetery to make sure that it continues to be the beautiful place that, that we love. We need excellent sprinkler systems, and they must be consistently maintained and always working. We need to take care of the health of the trees by trimming them appropriately and accurately, and get an arborist to help do that, and not just go in and chop things down. I'm not saying they do that, but just make sure they don't. The roads need to be maintained year-round. And I just think that this expenditure of money going out for the garden could be used better, making sure that we have a good, strong infrastructure. I also think that the new land acquisitions must slowly be prepared for when we do start moving out there. On the south side, there are some trees out there, and I think that's a good start.
Well, we've talked about the $400 fee. Are there specific actions or proposals by the current cemetery district board that you either agree with or disagree, other than the $400 fee?
Well, I'm not sure I'm a fan of the granite wall. I just don't think it will be an aesthetic asset either. So those two things, plus I firmly believe that they need to look at their hiring and firing processes. We've had three sextons in 3 years. We need to look at performance evaluations. We need to make sure that new employees are hired on their knowledge, skills, abilities, and experience. The one person who knew how to do everything out there and was dedicated to that cemetery is no longer out there, and that's a huge loss to Willow Grove.
So, Barb, we've kind of explored some of your reasoning for running for the Cemetery District Board. We've talked about issues. I'm sure there's other things that you'd like to talk to and tell the public about, and encourage people to know why they should vote for you. Do you have more comments for us?
Well, I think in summary, Marcy, I just want to reiterate that cemetery belongs to us. We are the taxpayers. We already support it with our taxpayer money. And even though they are an elected board, they need to listen to the people of Buffalo to see what they want, because it belongs to them. And I want to represent the wants and the needs of the people of Buffalo. And whether families had a loved one in Willow Grove for 1 year or 124 years, they care about the cemetery, and they need to know and to feel confident that it will continue to be the beautiful place that we know and love.
Great. Well, Barb Muller, running for Johnson County Cemetery District Board, thank you so much for spending time with me today, and good luck in the election.
Thank you, Marcy. Thanks for having me.